Early voting started over the weekend, and many in South Florida stood in line for hours to cast their ballots. With an update on that and other political news this Tuesday, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, and here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda. Those long wait times continued yesterday. 60,000 more people throughout the region hit the booths. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Sammy Mack checked out a polling place in Miami Beach and tells us not a lot changed.
The line of early voters outside Miami Beach City Hall snakes through the building, bends around, and spills out onto the 17th Street sidewalk. Volunteers here say it's taking about an hour to an hour and a half to get through the line and vote. Some early voters, like Stuart McKenna, are using the time to research their choices and fill out their sample ballots.
On all the ballot initiatives, we read those first because they're the longest, and we figured all of those out. I mean, it took a while. Some of them are pretty complicated, and it actually helps that there's an hour wait. If there would have been a five-minute wait, we wouldn't have had a chance to go through all of the initiatives.
Sometime after 4 p.m., volunteers say they actually ran out of those sample ballots. Still, other folks in line are using the time to socialize. Ricardo Rivera ran into some other Miami Beach friends of his in the line.
As soon as we came in, we just started chatting about, you know, the situation. The line is too long. But should we stay? Should we not? And then, you know, possibly the list, who you're voting for or not. And then eventually we end up catching with, you know, personal stuff, you know, our daily lives. Just, you know, here we go.
As fun as standing around and gabbing can be, if you want to beat the lines, volunteers here say come early. The line starts picking up around 11 a.m. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami Beach.
And many early voting locations have just opened, and the early voting will continue through Saturday. Former President Bill Clinton took the stage at the University of Central Florida yesterday in a campaign appearance that was supposed to have included President Obama. But he flew back to D.C. because of Hurricane Sandy. The crowd, though, which included hundreds of students, gave the president, former president, a rousing reception and cheered as he slammed Mitt Romney on the issue of student loan reform.
He wants to get rid of the guarantees for the tuition tax credits, and he wants to make college loans more expensive and harder to repay. On this issue alone, every person within the sound of my voice should vote for Barack Obama for President of the United States.
And Clinton was introduced by former Republican Florida Governor Charlie Crist, who urged the crowd to get out and vote. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson also spoke, saying the president is the right person to reach across partisan lines. Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan asked a crowd of supporters in Northeast Florida yesterday to do what they can for those facing Hurricane Sandy.
Here at home, people are packaging supplies at our victory centers throughout Florida. Swing by, give a hand. You know firsthand what people are going to need.
Ryan also used the appearance to blast the Obama administration's record on job growth. Mitt Romney plans to campaign at the University of Miami tomorrow. And the man at the center of an FBI investigation into South Florida, Republican Congressman David Rivera, is pleading the fifth in a federal probe into his campaign finances. Justin Lamar Sternad filed blank federal campaign finance reports, along with a letter stating that he would not answer or submit any information on the grounds that he may incriminate himself. Rivera is being investigated for illegally funding Sternad's bid against Democrat Joe Garcia in the August primary. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.